Let's get your reaction to North Korea, Jerry, because they are rapidly renewing activity of their suspected nuclear test sites. And you know what? It appears that something's going to happen there.
Well, it does, George. Last July, and I'm sure many listeners will recall, North Korea launched a test firing of 7 missiles. They test fired even their long-range Taipodong missile, which could hit the United States. And this was again a time when North Korea threatened to fire these missiles. We went on alert. We said we would try to shoot some down with our anti-missile system, which we did not do. But the 7 missiles were launched. Some were successful, some were not. They landed largely in the Sea of Japan. And now North Korea is threatening to test a nuclear weapon, which there's good reason to believe they have at least 13 of. And if they did that, it would be another escalation of the nuclear crisis with North Korea and also have implications on Iran.
Are we going to allow North Korea to launch a test, a nuclear test?
Well, George, we may not have any alternative but to allow them to do it. I mean, Secretary Rice, who is in the Middle East right now, made some very strong statements today threatening North Korea and warning North Korea not to try this. But quite frankly, I don't see how we could stop North Korea if they were determined, just like last July, to launch missiles. They may now try to detonate and demonstrate a nuclear weapon. There'd be really nothing we could do, George, to stop them.
Do we know where this detonation would take place, Jerry?
We would have some pretty good ideas, and our satellites, I'm sure, are now watching very carefully over North Korea to see activity if they would prepare a test site. And so far, I've not seen any indications in the press or the many intelligence internet sites I watch that there's actually a site prepared. There's some discussion this may be just a threat to do a nuclear test. But again, that was the kind of discussion that occurred last July, and then North Korea went ahead and did fire weapons. They launched their missiles and showed they had them, and they were successful, many of them. So I think, George, right now it's 50-50. I think they could actually launch a test of a nuclear weapon, and it could be a demonstration that would and should scare the world.
Aside from us, what do you think the Japanese would do?
Well, you've got a great point, George, because the Japanese are right there, and also the Chinese. I mean, there's a lot of discussion that the North Koreans are really a client state of the Red Chinese.
Right.
And the Red China and Japan are very important in supplying North Korea. Kim Jong-il, the ruler of North Korea, has acted like an extortionist. I mean, he makes these threats. He's cut off the multi-party talks that have been going on. The United States have not engaged in direct talks with him, but there's a six-nation talks going on. He's cut those off. And his country is desperately poor. North Korea is in total disarray. And Kim Jong-il makes these military demonstrations, often like an extortionist, to get more economic aid to prop up his really failing regime in a population that's horribly depressed.
Jerry, isn't it amazing how we continually, as a nation, as a United Nations, bounce back between Iran and North Korea? Just when one gets hot, the other seems to cool down. Then the other one gets hot, the other country seems to cool down.
Well, it's a very good observation, George, and you're right. North Korea and Iran, over the last few decades, have worked together. I mean, the Shahab missile that Iran has was really based on a design of the original Nodong missile that North Korea has. And last July, when North Korea launched these tests of their various missiles, there were technical observers from Iran present in North Korea watching what went on. The two countries are working together, and they both feel at this point, I think, that the United States is relatively weak, that we're hamstrung in Iraq, and that there's really very little we can do to stop either Iran or North Korea from advancing their nuclear programs.
Let's go through the countries, Jerry, that have the nuclear capability right now, okay? We got United States. We have Russia. I'm going to ask you a question about Russia in a second. We have Israel. We have India. We have Pakistan. We have China. Are there any other countries that possess a nuclear weapon that we know of? I mean, does Japan? I don't know.
Japan does not at this point, as far as we know. And you've really defined the countries that are known to have nuclear weapons. We know that Iran is working on a nuclear weapon. I mean, even the International Atomic Energy Agency in their recent reports have documented that Iran is working on a secret program that is a weapons program. But Iran has not yet achieved the ability to enrich uranium to weapons grade. They're working at it hard at Natanz, but they've not achieved that ability yet. So, George, you really defined the nuclear club right there.
What about the former Soviet republics, which are now their own little countries, besides the big Russia? What about all those little splinter countries? Do they, in the fact that they were part of the Soviet Union, do any of them have nuclear capabilities that we may not be publicly aware of?
Well, it's also a very good question, George. You know, the Ukraine has had nuclear weapons that were ex-Soviet Union nuclear weapons, and there's been considerable debate internationally whether all of the Russian weapons have been accounted for. There's even reports that the Ukraine last year sold some nuclear weapons in the form of cruise missiles to Iran. Now, none of this has really been validated in a solid way internationally, but various of the republics we know had Russian nuclear weapons placed on their soil in their control when the Soviet Union was intact, and we've not been able to establish that the Soviet Union has got a complete inventory all under their control and under the current configuration of Russia and Putin.